Coming up on today's LA Local, the LA Metro Board approves an underground heavy rail option. Plus,
I was so emotional.
A big day for an Altadena family, and Oscar nominations are out. Find out who was nominated. Welcome to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's January 22nd, 2026. I'm your host, Daniela DeRobio. The Metro Board approved the underground heavy rail option that will eventually connect the valley to the west side. There's still an environmental review and a design process ahead, and Metro has to figure out how to pay for it. And the cost is estimated to be around $24 billion. But this focuses all of that effort on this version of the plan, tunnels that run at least 500 feet underground. It's not clear how many years the project will ultimately take. Prior to today's vote, KNX News' Natalie Tavidian spoke with some South Bay residents who have concerns.
For South Bay residents, this Metro Board meeting isn't just about transit, it's about quality of life. Some neighbors worry the proposed rail route could bring years of construction, noise, and trains closer to residential areas. Others say alternative routes would disrupt major streets and local businesses instead. It's a balancing act between neighborhood impacts and regional mobility. Torrance Mayor George Chen telling me the city supports extending the K-Line, but says Metro should stick with the route it planned years ago.
If you already have a noise generation path on the railroad track and you add the light rail beside it, it's along the same track that everybody is well aware of. Then number three, I would go with the safety concerns. Sometimes, no matter what you do, there's always safety concerns along railroad lines. If you create another one on Hawthorne, you've actually created another risk on public safety. You double the risk of noise nuisance by creating another one down Hawthorne.
He tells me Metro's other proposed option could harm a lot of business. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The ice activity continued today with reports of raids in Fullerton, Linwood, Southgate, and Watts. And just yesterday, a federal immigration agent fired shots at an undocumented migrant during a targeted operation in South LA. Also, the AP is reporting ICE agents are forcibly entering people's homes without a judge's warrant. Carrero talked about it with Congresswoman Nanette Berrigan.
So let's start with the ICE activity that we're hearing about around Southern California. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's clear that the ICE is continuing to target Los Angeles and our communities and terrorize them. What we've heard so far is that they're out there doing targeted enforcement, but we know that's not accurate because we've seen videos of them just pulling over at the side of bus stops and people are just waiting to take the bus to take them in. It's very concerning. This is not targeted enforcement of serious criminal offenders, and it's why we continue to push back and tell ICE to leave our communities.
Yesterday's shooting in South LA, federal agent, this happened during an immigration operation, not the first that we've seen in Southern California. What's your greatest concern about this, about what we're seeing with these shots being fired?
Well, ICE is out of control. I mean, that's the first thing. They're out of control across the entire country. So when you hear about these shootings, the first thing is, you can't believe them. I mean, they have had incidences where they claim somebody ran into them, but then video evidence later shows that actually they ran into the person. This happened to the woman that they shot six times in Illinois, which was part of a 60 Minutes interview. So it's really hard to believe. Of course, if you look at the Renee Good video, they also had said, oh, well, you know, the police officer was in danger. Everybody who's seen the video says, you know, that's not actually accurate. So I think that there is an abuse of their power, and this is why there's concerns about this new ICE memo that has appeared, because they are not following the law. And it's hard to believe anything they're saying, because there have been incidences of them being shown that they've been lying. And we know that people that they're hiring are not properly trained. They're hiring anybody. There's plenty of articles about this. And so I think there's a training issue. I think there's a abuse of power issue. And, you know, we need the courts to step in to say, you cannot do this. You cannot just go into somebody's home without a judicial warrant. This is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. People need to feel safe in their homes. And right now, people don't feel safe in their homes.
You know, Homeland Security was talking about, you know, people stalking federal agents. What is your message to people in the community who feel like they need to be out there and they need to be maybe filming what's going on or having a presence when this stuff is going on?
Well, ICE has shown us why people need to be out there filming, because they've not been truthful. They've lied in the past. I mean, we've seen the text messages of them bragging about shooting people and trying to, you know, make people make a lesson out of people. So we do need accountability, and that accountability starts with the community and people being able to film. There is nothing wrong of filming an ICE officer. It's different if you're being disruptive. It's different if you're getting in the way. But there is nothing wrong with being filmed. And we know they don't want to be filmed. They don't even want to be identified. Every law enforcement out there that we hold accountable, they don't wear masks. They wear badges. We know their names. ICE doesn't do that. And why would you do that unless you have something to hide?
LA school district workers could be facing layoffs soon. It's because the district is dealing with declining enrollment and a projected 3-year budget deficit. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho warned the school board about possible future staff reductions. He added that any job cuts would happen after this school year. A longtime Altadena resident who lost her home in the Eaton Fire received the keys to her new home today. It's a modular home, one of many that will replace burned homes for free thanks to donations and a partnership. John Baer talked to Rosalina Rodriguez, who told him about the exciting call from Rick Caruso.
So, Rosalina, you got a new house. I need to hear about the day you got that phone call. What was that like?
Oh, my goodness. I just couldn't believe it. You know, when he said Rick Caruso, and it's like, huh? And when he said about the house that I had got, you know, I was granted the house, I was so emotional. I was so grateful. I felt blessed and humbled that, you know, such men can just call and say that.
And, you know, so many people have told me they don't think they can come back to these areas. They can't afford it.
Yeah, no, you just can't afford it. When you look at the prices of your building, even with, you know, I had gotten a loan from SB, you know, the FEMA place. And still looking around to get the contractors, just the plans, you're talking thousands of dollars to get a plan going, you know.
So, and you'll be back in 2 months.
I'll be back in 2 months, thank God.
Baird also spoke with Caruso, who talked about what it was like to make those calls.
Oh my God, so emotional. You know, I'd call somebody and, you know, introduce myself, and I'd say, I understand you lost your home in the fire, and, you know, and they were all vetted, so we made sure that people were getting a home that really needed a home. And I would just say, on behalf of Steadfast and the Caruso family in Samara, I want to let you know that we're going to be giving you a home for free. And people would scream of tears and emotions. And I'm an emotional guy, so I'm on the other end of the phone, and I'm crying. And like, my wife walked into my office and said, oh my God, what are you crying about? And I said, Tina, we just gave away another home.
The 3 pieces of the home were lifted into place today, and Rodriguez will be able to move in about 2 months. Speaking of Rick Caruso, the developer announced last week he would not be running for any public office. He spoke with Baird about that decision.
It's really a family thing. You know, it's a different environment right now. It's changed a lot even from the 3 years ago when I ran, which I loved. I mean, I loved being on the campaign trail. The kids did, my wife did. And everybody that was out there with me saw that. So it's heartbreaking not to do it, but it's just not the right time for the family.
American Airlines has added new nonstop flights out of LAX beginning this spring. On April 7th, the airline will start new service from LAX to Cleveland and D.C. Between the Olympics and FIFA Cup, American expects increased travel through LAX and plans to offer more than 145 peak daily departures from LAX this summer. Tickets for the new LAX routes will go on sale January 26th. Did you see this? A picture of William Shatner eating ice cream while driving went viral this week. But it turns out it was just a stunt, and it's tied to a Super Bowl commercial. It's apparently for Raisin Bran, and it's about having enough fiber to go to the bathroom. Photos circulated with headlines like William Shatner boldly devours cereal behind the wheel, and he played along for a bit, posting on X, no privacy, even in traffic these days. And finally, the Oscar nominations came out today. Ryan Coogler's Sinners leads the pack and set a record with 16 nominations, including Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Picture, and Best Actor for Michael B. Jordan with his first Oscar nom. One Battle After Another had the second most nominations with 13, including Best Director and Best Picture. We talked to award-winning movie critic Scott Mance about who he thinks will win big.
I do think it's going to be tough to call at this point. I think the big front runners here for Best Picture are One Battle After Another, Sinners, and Hamnet. Those are the three that I think it's going to be kind of, you know, kind of a battle up until March 15th. I do think one of those movies is going to win.
Leonardo DiCaprio was nominated in the Best Actor category, and so was Timothée Chalamet for Marty Supreme. For Best Actress, it's Jessie Buckley for Hamnet, Emma Stone for Begonia, and Kate Hudson for Song Sung Blue. That's all for today's LA Local. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Daniela DeRobio. I'll see you next time.